Welcome to the Good Company Podcast for Monday, April 25th. We will talk the dream room that you've always wanted. We're going to talk dream vacations and church signs. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor. I hope you've had an incredible weekend. Mine was busy, man. We're still in the whole dance season. Man, being a dance mom and dance dad is no joke. I was running around, had to do my pregame stretches, had to make sure I had snacks, my hydration. But you know what? It was so much fun just watching the littles do their thing. Loving life on stage and just really enjoying the opportunity. So it definitely makes it worth it. But, you know, it still makes me want to go home and just retreat somewhere, just kind of hide. I actually have a really, I don't want to say big closet because it has this, it's just like a slanted roof. So maybe 1 meter of it is good and the rest is just more of a crawl space. But yes, I use it to crawl in and hide sometimes. I've got this, little setup there. Sometimes I hide chocolate there. Yes, it is mummy's hideaway. I think we all need one from time to time. Oh my goodness, the kids. Where's mom? Nowhere. We can't find her. But I think we all need spaces in our homes where we can just hide away or we just feel calm. There's just too much chaos in the world. I saw a great picture of the dream library. It was literally from floor to ceiling, and I'm talking like those 9-foot ceilings, just like straight up books, like for days with a ladder. I mean, for people like me who are just over 5 feet, it's nice to know that you can reach some of those books on those top shelves. So it just looked like the dream oasis if you love books. So I'm curious to know, if you were given, let's say, well, this day and age, $1 billion to redecorate one room, because I feel like that's how much it'll take. Yeah, I know that's an exaggeration, but what kind of room would you either build onto your home, maybe convert something above your garage, just for your space? I mean, we've heard of the man caves, we've heard of the women dens or whatever they want to call it. You know, but you know, what room would you create? Would it be more book-based? Would it be like an AV room where you could have all kinds of like virtual stuff? I'm curious. We're talking dream rooms today. Let me know, 905-338-1250. I'm Holly Taylor. We are a podcast, a part of another network, essentially, of podcasts. There's like 6 or 7 of us. So if you head to faithstrongtoday.com, go to the main menu, you'll see podcasts, and you'll see the drop-down of the other podcasts that are part of this family. We've got Between the Grooves, Grow on the Go, Why Me Project. We've got Sweet Spot. We got Your Story with Melinda. So many incredible archives that we've been able to do over the past 6 or 7 years. Yeah, I know we've been around that long. So it's really cool just to see some of the things that, even though we talked about them back in the beginning, a lot of it still rings true and it's still encouraging. So check it out. You want to do some deep dives into some really encouraging and uplifting podcasts, head to faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor. We are talking about our dream room. Just whatever you'd want in this room just to sit back and relax. I would have some kind of mini fridge so that I could have whatever I wanted for that day. Also a cabinet, maybe with the original Lay's potato chips, some kind of dark chocolate, you know, those sorts of things. I don't even know what else I'd put in my room. That's sad. All I can think about is food. It must be almost supper time. But I got a wonderful text here. This is from Elle. She says her room would be a crafter's dream. Elle, I can imagine it for you already. We're talking like one of those big center islands in this room, right? Like a big cutting board maybe so you can do your quilting or some of your sewing activities. We'd have the colorful boxes, not just white. We need to bring some color into your room. Ooh, and a chandelier, but not the kind that just casts that dim light, like a bright chandelier. It's functional, but also fashionable. Elle, are we on the same page here? Text me at 905-338-1250. She wants a crafter's dream room. I can imagine it. Elegant, classy, functional, right? Message here from Ray. He says that he would actually love a more defined woodworking section in his garage. Ray, forget the garage. Let's build you a whole new shed. Okay? And in this shed, obviously I'm just dreaming big today, but you have your big woodworking table and your circular saw. This could be good. This could be good, unless you're in a condo. Then, well, you know, I don't know. Somehow we'll get you a woodworking shed. Anyway, it's just nice to dream about what kind of space you'd love in your home or on your property where you can really just unplug and rest. My aunt actually has a room that she has created into a prayer room. It used to be a whole bedroom, so no prayer closet for her. No. She's got her special chair. She's got her praise and worship music on the stereo there. She's got all of these really inspirational books on a bookshelf, and she just sits there and just prays and listens to music. So, you know, for her, I come over to the house and sometimes she's like, oh, I'm just going to go to my prayer room for a bit. And it's just really cool. So that's my aunt's dream room. She made it a reality, and it's just where she spends time with God. So I love it. I just feel like peace when I go into their home. And I hope that when I get older, even now, I mean, because I got kids now, I don't think anybody feels peace coming into my home, but that's what I want. Just people knowing that God is here. So lots of dream rooms. We can dream big today, my friends. Today we are dreaming big when it comes to having a dream room of some sorts, just your oasis within your home. I'm Holly Taylor for Good Company, but for you, maybe it would be taking it outdoors. Maybe that's your dream space, is the garden of your dreams. And seeing images of Holland's tulip fields, I want one of those. I do. And I love that they gave us tulips many years ago. So we can go to Ottawa, we can see the tulip fields there and feel a connection to our friends in Holland. But man, when it comes to tulips, they do it right. There is a tulip field in, well, one, there are tulip fields in Lees, Netherlands. And this image is literally of rows of pink and then orange and yellow and red tulips. They are so incredibly beautiful. And late March, millions of them start to bloom. And they have now become a destination for tourists just with a patchwork of colors. It looks really, really gorgeous. And so if you ever wanted to see tulips, then I guess what we need to do is circle kind of the end of March on your calendar and head to Holland and just see the incredible rows upon rows upon rows of tulips. It's just beautiful. And when I see a tulip, I think spring, and I've already seen a few of them poke up and bloom right here. So, guys, we're looking good. Spring has sprung. I'm Holly Taylor. FaithStrongToday.com is our place where we've got great articles to inspire and encourage you, podcasts, also direct links to our social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So it is our main hub. It is kind of where we go for more information of just encouragement. So check it out when you get a chance. And if there's something that you want to hear from us, maybe something you want us to dive into, make sure you let us know. We always love to hear from you. I'm Holly Taylor. This is Good Company. And here we go. We've got some church signs for you today. Hopefully they put a smile on your face. I like this one. Not really funny, but definitely some good food for thought from United Way of Central Carolinas. Yes, this one's coming from the U.S. They say, small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. Truth on a sign. Also, let's see. I love this one. Okay. Hey, pretend it's Easter and come back this Sunday. Right? Very, very clever. And let's do one more church sign. I think I might have done this last week, but in light of this being our final stretch in trying to get our taxes ready and sent off to the government from Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, not needed in heaven, clock, dock, lock, Glock, H&R Block. Can I get an amen on that one? All right, guys, have yourself a wonderful rest of your Monday, and we'll see you again right here on Good Company.